It's the download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. With you till 11 o'clock tonight. Patty Vasquez takes over. So this is exciting. I'm very excited about this. I don't know if you could tell by how giddy I've been all show. But, you know, tonight we're going to try a new segment called Swap Meet. We all own something that connects us to this great city. Whether it's memorabilia or souvenir, we go out of our way to keep it from the trash bin. When we move, we take good care to preserve it. It's not junk. It's Chicago history, right? For me, I guess see if I had it. I think I have it on me. Yeah. All right. This is my CTA skeleton key that I have on my keychain next to my car keys and all my keys. This is a key that opens up any lock on the CTA train. Nice. So back in the day, before they automated, you could put this train in and take over the microphone. Like I could do, this train goes southbound, Dan Ryan train. It was given to me by a family friend a long time ago, probably 15, 20 years ago. He worked for the CTA. He's like, here. And I've kept it on every keychain that I've had for every house, every which way, because it's pretty damn cool, right? It's pretty cool to have this. I mean, I could go on a train right now, and you know where I have used it? I've used it when I go on a train and the train is locked where they sort of have the private car up there where it's like in the middle of the train, but maybe that's the one where they drive. And it's so you can unlock that door and then shut it and be able to sit in privacy. Awesome. How about that, huh? Pretty cool. Or I still have the lanyard I have from the covering the 96 convention, Democrat convention at the United Center, or my Stein Studs Terkel book, Division Street America. What do you have? 312-981-7200. Tonight, we introduce a new segment called Swap Meet, where we invite in-studio Chicagoans with kick-ass stuff. And we ask you at home to one-up them. You can one-up them. What do you have at home that rivals what we have in studio? 312-981-7200. It's a chance to trade, barter, and brag about the things we've collected over the years. It's antique roadshows meets let's make a deal. My guest tonight in studio was a caller with a serious collection of Chicago stuff. His name is Greg Flam. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Justin.
Great to meet you in person. You text in and you called in and you said, I got some cool stuff. And we were kind of like noodling this idea. And you do have some cool stuff. So let's talk about it. I mean, you actually, this is what you do. I mean, you're an eBay guy.
Right. For 3 years, pretty much out of necessity, just kind of got hardcore into it. And once I sold a lot of my own personal items, I started looking at garage sales and estate sales and found some interesting items. And it's better than casino gambling, finding something for $1 and selling it for like $500 or finding something for $40 and sell it for $1,200.
You've been able to do that.
Yes, I have.
You've been able to turn
and
stuff.
I brought proof tonight, some listings that I've sold.
So this is past a hobby for you. This has become sort
I'm of- trying. Some people... I think it's a hobby. I'm trying to make it a job.
Well, I mean, if you're turning stuff for $100 and getting $1,200.
Yeah, I'm working hard at it, and it's a lot of fun, too, on top of it, you know. And I'm a musician by trade, so it's kind of been something to balance my life. I had 20-some-plus years, and it's, you know, I wanted to do something else. Plus, you know, I have a semi-degree in recording engineer and stuff like that, so I wanted to just kind of see what else there was.
All right, well, why don't we start it off? Because you sent me a list of all the things that you had, and you had like 100 things, and it was like, I was like, this is more than I ever would bargain for. So, and it's a good thing because we can keep this segment going.
Right, it's good to have options.
So let's talk about it, Greg. Let's talk about the three things that we're going to present tonight. Sure. Why don't we start with the thing that sort of piqued my interest, which was the Jane Byrne coloring book.
Sure. Found that at an estate sale. First off, there's a big picture of Jane Byrne on the cover, so that drew me, because that era, you know, we grew up in that era, and the 80s with Chicago Fest and Taste of Chicago, those were like fun times, and I was too young to really understand the politics back then, but I, you know, looking back on it now, those are some great times.
Right.
So I just threw that in my box. I literally probably paid pennies for it.
It really is.
It's not like they had it priced for $5 or anything.
It's a coloring book
right.
with Jane Byrne's face. It's not even that, like... flattering of a face. I mean, it's,
no, it's
obviously
it's animated
a parody
cartoon,
of some
yeah.
sort, but it's the very unofficial Jane Byrne coloring book. So obviously it's someone poking fun at her being the mayor of Chicago.
Right.
But you have another coloring book there. We kind of put it in the coloring books.
Yeah, that one's called Circus Parade. It's not as interesting, but it does say Jane Byrne at the bottom. But what makes the Jane Byrne coloring book awesome is if you read the small print, there are coloring pages for Richie Daly, Big Jim Thompson, Jesse Jackson, Jay McMullen, and then they have who in parentheses, Mike Royko, Steve Dahl, and it's Irv Kupcinet, Walter Jacobson.
So you could essentially color
them. Yeah, you could color any of these guys, and they're not colored in.
That's amazing.
So it's like mint condition.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Okay, so you also got a Bears package. There's a lot of Bears. Sports memorabilia is going to play a big role in this game.
Right, right. A lot of people have autographed Bears or football or baseball items. Some of the stuff I brought in was a little bit more of the rare stuff, like a Bears soap on the rope. A musical bottle opener. It plays Bear Down when you open a bottle. Body art, which is like temporary bling that you could put anywhere on your body. And then, of course, I have the Ditka's Pork Chops are number one pin and the refrigerator Perry refrigerator magnet. Mint in packaging. Where are you going to find that?
All the stuff that the Bears just kind of went, you know what, we need more tchotchkes.
Right. Right.
We should get more tchotchkes.
Never
for this team.
Enough. Never,
never enough.
Enough.
And then the third is, what do we get? The Wizzo. Tell us about Wizzo.
Now, this is really rare. Could not find this anywhere online. And as everyone knows from WGN, Wizzo, the magician, put out this magic kit. And it's complete. I did tape it so I didn't lose any of the pieces, which might not have been good to keep it mint in box.
That's all right. We're not worried about the mint.
But, yeah, and so it's pretty nice. It's got a nice picture of him on there, and it's very rare. I've had people offer me money for this and turned them down, and I'm just holding out for a certain dollar amount on that. So we'll see.
All right, so those are the three things that Greg has brought in studio tonight for Swap Meet. If you got something at home that thinks you can rival Greg, that you would say, hey, I can one-up you on this one. I got something better. Or if you felt like you could, you know, like bunch a couple things together to think that you can rival the or equal Wizzo's magic kit, let's do it. 312-981-7200. The lines are lighting up. 312-981-7200. Text or call. We'll take a break here. Swap Meet on the download. Stay with us. It's Swap Meet. I'm so excited. It's such a good start to this. People on the line, people want to talk about this. People want to compare, contrast, barter, brag about their Chicago memorabilia. In studio with me, Greg Flam. He is a collector who we found on the show, and we were talking about this. We were talking about this a couple weeks ago, and you were texting in saying, hey, I got some great stuff. So I can't thank you enough for coming in studio. Let's get to the call. So, again, before we do that, let's just say real quick, the first thing that you had was the Jane Byrne coloring books. There were two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mint condition. They haven't been colored on.
Right.
The unofficial Jane Byrne coloring book.
Right.
The other is Bears bling of all, Bears tchotchkes of all sorts from all different times, including the refrigerator magnet.
Right.
And then the third, which is great, is Wizzo's magic tricks. Wizzo from the Bozo show. All right. Let's go to my friend Maggie. She's on the line, and she is one of the reasons why this is actually happening. Maggie, thank you so much for joining us. So, Maggie, we finally got Swap Meet off the ground, and I'm excited to have you as my first caller. You have a ton of this stuff, and I know that you feel like you can compete with what Greg's got here in studio.
Hi, Maggie.
Yeah. Hi. You know, I don't have to go to garage sales. I've got my mom. So,
nice.
You know, I kicked it off. I got through by talking about my Richard J. Daly funeral mass card.
Wow.
Because my dad worked the mass. My dad was a police officer.
Wow.
And so that's one of my, I got memorabilia. I mean.
Okay.
Greg, what do you think about that, Greg? Does a Richard J. Daly funeral mass card, is that something when it comes to Chicago memorabilia that's up at the top?
I would think so. If I saw it, I would definitely try to get it. I wouldn't pay much for it, but if I could throw it in a banker's box at an estate sale and bundle it all together, I definitely would grab it.
All right. Well, you know, just staying in the 70s, I also have a program from Pope John Paul II's Mass in Grant Park that I was at.
Okay. Honestly, I see those quite a bit at sales, though. A lot of
Paul
II's pins, programs, T-shirts. Even scarves. I mean, just stuff like that. Yeah.
How about a communion wafer?
Okay. What condition is it? You know, because I had someone try to show me a carrot that Bono ate and had it still in a styrofoam cup. So.
Well, it was not in anyone's mouth. We'll put it that way.
Okay. Well, that's a start.
Obviously, it's 30 years old.
Right.
But You know, I got a whole bin full of those No Lights and Wrigley Field buttons.
Oh yeah, yeah. The T-shirts. I had a T-shirt and it went for a pretty big bucks.
There you go.
Yeah. So I just had buttons, but you know, I got a lot of them, and you know, the box they're in only got stuck in one basement slug.
Okay, good. That's okay. A good Chicago thing.
Only one, yeah.
That's a good Chicago thing.
It's better than records,
not
I guess.
That gross. Okay.
Does it? So it has the 8888 on the button, or what does it say on the button? Do you know?
It's a yellow button, and in bright red letters, it says "No Lights in Wrigley Field."
Oh, so it was anti. Okay.
Yeah. No, it was anti.
Okay.
That's
like
Maggie's
most
spirit.
Of us. Wow. Yeah. You know, when you're a little kid coming home at 3 o'clock, and you're dealing with the what's coming out of Wrigley Field when you're a kid in the '80s, the last thing you want is walking around at night.
So, yeah, my mom worked at the company that put the steel beams for the lighting in there, so we got a lot of that stuff growing up. I'm a big Sox fan, but went to more Wrigley games because my mom would get free tickets from her company. So it's
lucky you.
Well, there you go. All right, Maggie. So I think what the takeaway here is that the daily funeral mask card is worth something, and the no lights could probably fetch you something just because that was such a big Chicago moment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, cool.
Are you interested in anything I have?
You know, my mom, you know, she just left her house of 40 years. And so I have about a third of my garage filled.
Wow. Those are my favorite sales.
So I'm not looking to add. I'm not looking to add.
When I roll up on a sale like that, if it's packed, I love it. The hoarder sales, I love. If everything's priced on a table, I'm like, oh, man, this is a bummer.
Did you just call my mother a hoarder?
No, not at all. When I go to sales that are hoarder type sales.
Yeah. All right. Good.
All right.
Let's make that clear.
All right. Maggie, thanks so much for joining us. You're our inaugural caller, and I hope to you will be a regular feature here on Swap Meet. Thanks for calling.
I got more.
Let's save it. All right.
Thanks,
good
Maggie.
Night.
Good night. All right. There you go. We're off and running. Let's go to Carol. Carol, welcome to the downloaded Swap Meet. Carol, what's your thought?
Well, am I on?
You're on. You're on the radio on WGN.
Okay. Yep. So I have the official coloring book of Jane Byrne, plus I have a piece of State Street, the actual State Street.
Okay. How did you get a piece of State Street?
Well, my mother worked for the city, and I picked her up because they were breaking up the street when they closed off State Street and made it a bus thing.
Wow.
And I picked her up downtown and got the piece of State Street.
Wow. Do you happen to know what part of State Street?
Right in front of the mayor's office.
Okay, that's nice.
The mayor's office is on
all right.
Clark Street, though.
Well, it was,
that's what
like
I was asking,
that
like
area.
Marshall Fields area, what area?
No, I don't remember where I picked
okay,
up.
Okay, all right.
70s, I think.
Well, let me ask Greg, like, does asphalt do anything for you? It's always hard.
This is a big piece. This is a stone, an actual big.
So is there any plaque or is there a piece of engraved metal with it, or is it just a piece of street?
It's a piece of State Street.
Okay. That I might want to pass on that one because I can't authenticate that. You know, I can't walk into.
It's a piece of State Street. What do you want from me?
Right. I can't walk into Pawn Stars and prove that that's State Street, you know. I'm sorry because I'm not trying to be rude.
No, Carol.
No, that's okay. No. I wouldn't part with it anyway.
There you go. I love it. I love it.
I
Carol,
see how it is.
Way to go. Thanks for the call, Carol. There you go. See, now we're on to something.
Right.
I think we're on to something because it's not traditional. Like, it's not like we're in a situation where we really, truly want to buy your thing. You know, we're not like, it's in the get-rich scheme. But I love the fact that just tell us what you have. All right. 262 says, I have a signed copy of the book written by Gwendolyn Brooks, who was the first woman to receive the Pulitzer Prize. I'm not sure if that's true. Is that true? She's the first woman to win the Pulitzer Prize? She was a poet.
Out of my league on that one.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be something that you'd be interested in changing the Wizzo magic.
Yeah, probably not. As highbrow as that sounds, I might have to pass on that.
708 says, I have an old CTA coin and white brick from Comiskey Park. Got the brick before they fenced it up. They mean Comiskey Park, but both in great shape.
That's interesting because obviously I'm a Sox fan and you know, my brother-in-law has the seats from the old Comiskey, and people collect that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. And he has it, you know, kind of in cement in a kind of a display type item. So.
That's what you really have to do with this stuff. If you're going to have a chunk of State Street, you can just pull out a piece of asphalt.
Even if you make it yourself, just print out something and put it, you know.
Just put a little thing on that says State Street Mayor's Office.
Right.
All right, we're on our way.
A lot of state people don't know where the mayor's office is.
Right, exactly. I think that's what it is.
Right.
Greg Flam is in studio with me. Let's take a quick break for the news. We come back, we'll continue. There's people on the line. 312-981-7200. What do you got? That's what I wanted to call this. What do you got? With swap meet works, too.
Right.
Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's 10 o'clock here on Thursday night, and we have the inaugural journey of the swap meet. This is our show where we take, I guess what we do is we say, you got some good Chicago memorabilia? Tell us about it.
Right.
Because Greg Flam, he's probably got better. Greg is a, a collector? Is that what you would call yourself?
Not really. I have no emotional attachment to stuff. I mean, I try to find something. Yeah. I mean, because I live in a condo. I don't have the room for this stuff. I don't, if it's bigger than a bread box, I usually pass on it. I can't collect old bicycles or furniture or anything like that. So I usually try to find small items. And I've gotten lucky with a lot of smaller and even paper items, posters, programs, you know, small.
Well, you have,
things.
And I don't want to give it all away because, you know, we're going to do this segment on the regular. So you have so much stuff.
Sure.
Tonight, the three things that you have is the unofficial Jane Byrne coloring book, mint condition. You also have the Bears tchotchke stuff, which is always a big part. Sports is such a big part of memorabilia.
Yeah,
and
I can move that all day. Yeah.
I mean, that's stuff you're going to see all the time is sports coming through. And then you also have the Wizzo Magic Kit.
Yeah, and that's
which you got my eye
rare.
On. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, we might have to fight on that. I don't know.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're on Swap Meet. What do you got, Frank?
I've got George Halas's autobiography signed by him.
Awesome.
What do you think of that?
That is something that's awesome. It's not something I'm interested in per se, but it is something that would be.
Do that kind of stuff, like autograph, like authors autographing books, especially famous people who may be deceased.
Of course,
does that play big in the collector's world?
Oh, sure, yeah. It's just not something that I'm into owning. So if I trade it, I'm going to have it for a while, or I guess I could resell it. But yeah, I mean, anything signed usually, especially if they're deceased, is going to be a big item.
Let's go to John. John, you're on Swap Meet. What do you got, John?
I've got a autographed baseball from Nellie Fox. It's actually it's signed Nelson Fox, not Nellie, but everybody calls him Nellie.
It's
the whole White Sox team, but Nelson Fox is on it.
Okay, so the whole team is on it with Nelson Fox?
With Nelson Fox, right. Okay. I know it's better if it's just Nelson Fox.
Right, we were just talking about that off air, and yeah, sometimes just a single signature can be worth more than a whole team. For beginners out there, it's because they had signers for some of the players, so it's not all authentic.
So, like, if they're doing a ball and the team's going to have this ball with every sign, maybe the guy's like, hey, my cousin.
Right, and I'm not doubting his item, but I'm just saying that happens a lot. But that being the age, and if, you know, you have the story from it, I'm sure it would hold up. You know, you could probably get that authenticated pretty easily.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking memorabilia. What do you got? Like I said, like we're either going to call this swap meet or what do you got? All right, so let's see. 815 says it wasn't No Lights in Wrigley. All right, that's not real. Okay, so I've got a 630. I have a Green Bay Packers mini football autographed by Jim McMahon. That's good.
Wow.
That is good.
Is good.
I will be the one, I'll be the color commentary here who says, you know what, but there's some, that's good. I understand like a football with Jim McMahon from Green Bay Packers may not actually be worth anything.
Right.
But I think it's worth something because it's when he played for the Packers.
Right, and that's hard because regionally, I don't think a lot of the Packer fans, you know, celebrate Jim McMahon with the Packers. He played there and it was at the end of his career. And in Chicago, obviously, people don't like the fact that he went there to play.
Right,
so you're kind of stuck there. but I'm sure it has value. And I don't know, if he wants to tell me what he wants to trade for, I might think about that.
Yeah, right.
I might just get it just for the funny part of it, not to, you know, because I don't think it could be worth that much.
I don't know how you're going to turn it, but it right. is, I do like that one.
It is different, and that's kind of what I go for.
Let's see. 773's got an illustrated booklet from the stockyards that was given to visitors taking a tour.
Now, that's kind of the stuff I look for, yeah.
Very detailed with pictures of workers, animals hanging from ceiling hooks, etc.
Wow. Well, yeah, that's a little gross, but... But
gross,
that's
gross
how it was
cool.
back then.
Yeah,
but that's how it was back then. So it's authentic, and that's how it was. I mean, I collect old stuff. I have old 50s and 60s pamphlets for Chicago here. I have a water tower place one that's 1965. And it's funny. I have, like, maps, expressway maps from 1960. And it's just so weird how everything has changed. And that's the thing that interests me, is the backstory and,
right.
and things like that. So.
262 says, I have some pieces of the floor of Michael Jordan's indoor pool.
That... I love that. I mean, that's like, awesome.
I you know, it's on text. I don't know.
What does he
like,
want?
Yeah.
What does he want? Tell me what he wants.
It's super funny. You just have like these jagged like marble things.
Right.
Like these. Do you know what these were? Michael Jordan's indoor pool.
Right. I have
that's
to go
good.
With the
like
State
that.
Street asphalt again and see if he can authenticate
I like
that.
630's got two connected stadium seats from the original Madhouse.
Okay.
Okay, that's interesting. Right?
Yep.
You see, I see a lot of the Chicago Stadium kind of stuff like that.
Right. And same thing with Old Comiskey.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned, my brother-in-law has the seats. And yeah, I mean.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Let's keep this going. Let's go to Pamela. Pamela, what do you got?
Yes, I have wristbands, these orange. I guess you use them if you were sweating. You put them on your wrist.
Yeah.
They're orange and stretchy.
Okay.
And it says Peyton Power on one. It's orange with Peyton Power, and the other one says Wheaties Energy.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Are they
so
used? I mean, they're not sweaty and all, like, brown and everything.
No.
No, okay,
no,
they're new.
No,
okay.
No.
Yeah, Walter Payton stuff is very hot right now. I mean, I always pick it up. There's Kentucky Fried Chicken Flex Record. I always pick those up when I find them.
Pamela, let me ask you a question. Do you hold on to those for any particular emotional reason, or are they just sort of jump, just kind of with you wherever you go?
No. My mother had them, and she kept them for a long time. And I'm at her house right now, and I'm cleaning out her house. And she loved him, and I saw these, and I was going to throw them away, and then I was listening to the station while I was cleaning up.
No, definitely don't throw them away. If anything, have a garage sale. You'll get something for them. Anything Walter Payton is good.
Pamela, that's great. Thanks. Thanks for calling.
Wait, I also
sorry.
Have
what do you got?
Thing.
Uh-oh.
What do you got?
Oh, it was this old. I saw Harry Carey at the park, and he had this little box. He used to get popcorn in this box, and it looked like a little like you could shout out of.
Oh, okay.
Cardboard.
Like a megaphone, yeah. And it was
yeah,
a
megaphone.
Popcorn box, and then you popped out the bottom to yell out of it?
Yeah.
It, yeah.
And he signed it. He used to be up there, and he had
that's
a...
That's classic. Yeah, I like that. Is
yeah,
and that's
and
from
little,
Old Comiskey Park, right?
Yeah, and he had a like a fishing net or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember, though, those days. He had the fishing net, Steve Stone with him. That was awesome. I'm a Sox fan, so that's awesome. I mean, that's
on
my
buy. That's good. All right, Pamela, there you go. You got some
okay,
good stuff there.
Thank
for
you.
Calling in. That's good. Let's go to Brian. Brian, what you got?
I have some signs that used to be put up when they were doing construction around the city. I have about three of them with, you know, they have Mayor Washington's name on there.
Mm. So okay. Like a city that works with Harold Washington mayor kind of thing, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
They
okay.
were metal signs. Then I also have... electrical cover that has Lincoln Park on there and EWC.
Okay. Yeah, that's stuff people would buy. I can't say I'm interested in it, but I can see that selling. I've seen stuff like that
Why?
Sell in the
what
past.
Why? What is it? What's the...
Because it has the person's name. If it says Chicago and Harold Washington, that
okay.
makes it. I try to tell people, you know, that want to sell, like, try to cross-reference. You know, try to... You know, like if it's a Frisbee that has Walter Payton on it and the Bears. So now you got kind of three things in one item, and that helps the value and helps it sell faster, you know. But yeah, that's be an item that might,
this is
you know,
the best
buy.
Segment ever. I can do this for 10 hours.
I love
we're
it.
Gonna do it for 10 hours.
Thanks.
Greg Flam is in studio with me. We're talking Chicago memorabilia. the new segment called Swap Meet, 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we will wrap it up. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. We're playing Swap Meet tonight. Greg Flam's in studio with me. He's a collector. What do we call you?
Buyer, seller,
buyer,
collector.
Seller. Why don't we just call you buyer, seller?
Yeah, that's fine.
He's a buyer, seller.
You
know, one thing, there's a lot of great calls, and we're going to get to everybody, and we're going to get the text here, 312-981-7200. You know, for you, I mean, you spend your days going to estate sales and garage sales. Do you ever sort of contemplate that this is somebody else's stuff that, you know, we had a conversation about, you know, junk collectors and, you know, just the idea that someone might have passed on or
sure.
This stuff is moving on and you're coming in and capitalizing off it? Does that ever play?
I don't think it's such a bad thing. I think the person who passed would probably want their stuff to live on somehow and go to a good home. I'm not making a ton of money on this. I mean, I sell what I can, but there are the rare items that I can make a decent dollar on. But for the most part, I'm looking for stuff that interests me. I like the backstory. I like telling other people about the backstory. And, you know, it's fun. You meet other people. You're the old people in line at the estate sale. Oh, I remember when you could go to an estate sale and just walk right in. And now you have to get to an estate sale like 4 hours before, sign up on a sheet, get there a half an hour before, get your number.
It's and a whole then, industry.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
and there's a
weird.
Ton of estate sale companies out there, and a lot of them do a good
job.
Oh,
man, someday you got to take me with. I'd love to go and see one of these. All
That'd
right,
be good video.
Let's go to Gary. Gary, what you got, Gary?
Well, I don't know how to explain it. It's from 1948, and it's called the Locating the Shopping Districts in the City of Chicago. It's a retail sales guide, and it's about 20 pages. It's in a binder, and it's very big, and it has maps on every page and tells you exactly where every store in 1948.
So it's almost like a map of the retail grid of Chicago.
Right, and back then...
Exactly, 1948.
Right.
That's exactly what it is.
That's something I would definitely pick up, just to out there. I would pick that up.
Is that rival the kind of stuff that we just taught the
coloring
book?
I'd be willing to trade some stuff. I don't know about the coloring book or Wizzo or the Bears flag, but I think I have some other stuff similar to that I would trade.
Does
he have the Chicago Tribune big snow supplement from back in the 67 blizzard?
You do. That's awesome.
I mean, I got it right here. You want to trade that?
No, I had that. I sold it a long time ago.
Yeah, that's a little common. I do see those.
You guys, this is negotiating. I love it.
Right.
Thanks, Gary. Thank you. Let's go to Denise. Denise.
Hi.
Denise, what you got?
Okay, I have a metal Chicago Park District sign. It has a schnauzer on it, smelling a flower, and it says in bright orange letters, "Curb your dog."
Sure, I remember those growing up. Yep.
That's great. Why do you have that?
Well, my husband of 42 years, I think he was with friends and probably acquired it when he was a teenager.
Yep. Just kept it.
Yep, I've seen that. I remember seeing those at parks, and that's something that definitely would sell.
Thanks.
Oh, really? Cool.
There you go.
Okay.
Thanks, Denise.
Well,
thanks for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, there you go. 847 says, I have some carnival glass from the 1893 World's Fair that was in Chicago. Wow.
Yeah, World's Fair stuff, anywhere, any of them, are definitely collectible.
815 says, I have a photographer's picture of Michael Jordan when he played for the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about that earlier in the show.
Right.
773 says, I have an old hardcover book of the Tuskegee Airmen. That had two old black and white pictures, originals, tucked in between pages. I found it in a small secondhand store in a tiny town.
Wow, those are the great stories. Because I mean, a similar story is I found a yearbook, and there were some letters and pictures from a relationship with someone in Russia, and they were attending University of Illinois, and that's the stuff you find. And
that's the hidden gem. It may not be worth anything, but it's fun to. It's almost like anthropology.
That item itself, because it's World War II, would definitely be worth something.
847, a 1963 wool Cub jersey. Nobody famous, only played a few months. Forget his name.
Okay, well, we need the name, I guess, first. And personally, because it's Cubs, no
more
I'd
Cubs.
Say no. Yeah.
262 says, they have a ticket stub from the first official night game at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I would definitely keep that safe. You know, put it in a Ziploc bag at least. And if not that, put it in kind of a plastic enclosure. Mm-hmm. That ticket stubs do sell. A lot of the Hawks stuff, especially with their success now. Any Hawks ticket stubs sell. Most of them, you can get something for them.
815 says, Cubs, C-U-B-S, Citizens United for Baseball and Sunshine. That's the anti-Cubs
right
thing. I don't know if that they have.
I think the pro light or celebrating the first night game is more collectible.
Yeah, and they say, that's what they say. It wasn't no lights in Wrigley. It was C-U-B-S. I'd pay big money for an original grassroots T-shirt.
Right. I've sold the T-shirts in the past. I get them for $1, and I'll sell them for $50. I mean, they're great. You know, they'll have the date on there to 8-8-88 and first night game, all that. So those are great.
Hmm. 262 says, I have an Ocarina from the Chicago World's Fair. What's an Ocarina?
That stumps me.
What is
but
that?
It's like World's Fair.
I feel like that's from The Legend of Zelda, like it's a horn.
Wow. Okay.
yeah, that might be where I'm coming from. I'm a little younger. Let's go to Frank. Frank, what do you got, Frank?
I got a Associated Press name tag from the 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago.
Wow, there you
that's
go.
That's good.
That is good. There. Yeah, I collect. I try to grab them anytime I see press passes or, laminates, stuff like that, I'll get. If you want to do a trade, I'd be willing to talk about that.
Oh, there you go, Frank. See? You don't want to give that up, though. I wouldn't give that up.
Right.
I've had it for a long time.
I love it.
There you
it.
Go. Keep it.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks for the call. Rob's N847 says, I have a master tumbler key that would unlock every door at the Drake Hotel
wow.
before they went to electronic keys.
Wow. Yeah,
that's,
old
that's
keys.
Creepy. That's
old
creepy.
Keys, old locks are great. Even like Vegas card keys, you know, with the casino
Valleys
logo.
And that kind of stuff,
yeah, especially the casinos that have been torn down, those sands and stuff like that, you know, no problem.
Greg Flam, this was a tremendous first show for us.
It was great. It was a lot of fun. Thanks so much.
I can't thank you enough for coming down, bringing the memorabilia. I'm glad we didn't talk about all of it because we're going to have you back.
That's awesome.
But we got to do this segment on the regular. Greg Flam is a buyer, seller, collector. He goes to the estate sales. He's on eBay. And next time you come out, where are you at? I mean, is there a physical manifestation of you?
Some of the flea markets sometimes. Okay. Once a month, I'm at the I-80 flea market in Tinley Park. Okay. A week from Saturday, I'll be at the Darien Sportsplex flea market. That's a Saturday from 9 to 1. And then for you weekday people, they start Wednesdays 4 to 7 every Wednesday till Labor Day in Darien.
Okay.
So, and it's free to get there. And it's just, there's a lot of vendors, probably 40 vendors.
Greg Flam, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Justin. It was a pleasure.
We will look forward to the next swap meet.
Awesome. Looking forward.